FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Yes, it most certainly is. Welcome to the official feel-good start to your weekend, FMR at the Movies. Let's make a start with Elty and the Circle of Life from The Lion King.
In the day we arrive on the planet, and blinking step into the sun, there's more to be seen than can never be seen, more to do than can never be done. Some say I'll be even, some say live and let live, but all I agree is to join the stampede. You should never take more than you give in the circle of life.
Now, according to lyricist Tim Rice, and who are we to argue with that, Elton John wrote and recorded The Circle of Life in about 90 minutes, and the proceeds from which probably allowed him to buy a small island somewhere. Not a bad result for 90 minutes' work. During the late 90s and early noughties, The James Bond franchise went through a fallow period. Not due to the poor movies, but due to, shall we say, less than memorable theme songs. Probably one of the few that stood out a little during that time was The World Is Not Enough. World Is Not Enough, sung for the movie by the band Garbage. The music was written by David Arnold and the lyrics, which we didn't hear because that was an instrumental version, were written by Don Black. And that was the fifth and final time he wrote the lyrics for a Bond theme. Now, let's flip the concept of an instrumental version of a movie theme without the original lyrics and have an originally instrumental movie theme with lyrics added at a commercially exploiting later date. No, I'm not being cynical. Yes, I am. Here's Josh Groban with fiddlist Joshua Bell and Ennio Morricone's gorgeous theme from Cinema Paradiso.
D'allegria io trovo tuoi, ignaro se magia o realtà. Se tu fossi nel mio cuore per un giorno, potresti avere un'idea di ciò che sento.
Pair of Joshes for you, Messrs. Bell and Groban, with a wonderful version of Ennio Morricone's theme from Cinema Paradiso. Not but a couple of short weeks ago, we lost a cinematic great, Donald Sutherland. Born in Canada in 1935, his film career spanned six decades. His hunger for acting knowledge never waned, and he always had a deep passion for his craft. Now, although he rarely starred in a movie, with the exception of maybe Clute, Don't Look Now, and a small handful of others, his on-screen presence was enormous. His style of acting was subtle, underplayed, but always had a cheeky glint in his eye. So let's celebrate the contribution made by Donald Sutherland to the movie industry with three film scores from a selection of his movies.
Thank you.
three in a row for you, from films which featured the late, great Donald Sutherland. We started with John Williams' theme from the 1991 Oliver Stone biopic JFK, in which Sutherland played the shady Washington intelligence officer. And that was followed by Dario Marianelli's theme from the 2005 film adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, when Sutherland's subtle presence of Mr. Bennet lifted every scene that he was in. And we've just finished with James Newton Howard's score to The Hunger Games. And apparently Sutherland asked to play villainous President Coriolanus Snow, as he believed it would engage young viewers in the politics of revolution. And that's our tribute to the late Donald Sutherland. We'll stay with the music of James Newton Howard and his theme from the 2013 post-apocalyptic thriller After Earth.
Thank you.
Music from After Earth, written by James Newton Howard.
FMR at the movies.
Japanese composer Ryuki Sakamoto made his debut as a film score composer and actor in the 1983 prisoner of war movie Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. His final score to the Japanese psychological drama Monster was written 40 years later in 2023, and the film was dedicated to his memory. Ryuki Sakamoto's score to Monster. Now, for your information and something to share around the braai this weekend, the term spaghetti western doesn't refer to the complex intertwining storylines so often seen in those movies. It's actually a slightly derogatory term, and it emerged in the mid-1960s in the wake of Sergio Leone's filmmaking style, which were movies with low budgets, primarily shot in southern Italy, with an Italian cast, director, and technical staff, and released in the Italian language or with Italian dubbing. Continuing the reference to nationalities and westerns, there are apparently such things as red westerns from the Eastern Bloc, paella westerns, and ramen westerns. But let's hear from one of Leone's greatest spaghetti westerns, Once Upon a Time in the West.
Thank you.
unmistakably Ennio Morricone and his theme from Once Upon a Time in the West. Martin Scorsese doesn't like to make short films. However, his 2006 epic crime thriller The Departed may be one of his shortest in recent years, coming in at 151 minutes, which is a fraction over 2.5 hours. Scorsese's musical choices for his movies are always spot on, as he generally eschews an original score, choosing to use existing or reworked classics and rock tracks, much in the same way as Quentin Tarantino. In The Departed, Scorsese's use of the Pink Floyd classic Comfortably Numb, this time featuring Van Morrison, has passed into screen legend.
Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on, come on now. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain and get you on your feet again. Relax. I need some information, please. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts?
There is no pain you are receiving, but this friendship spoke on the horizon. You are only
the dream is gone. And I terribly numb.
Van Morrison and Pink Floyd with a live recording of Comfortably Numb, used by Martin Scorsese in the film The Departed. Another director who likes his audiences to be comfortably numb by the end of the movie is Ridley Scott. His 2023 epic Napoleon, there's that word again, epic, was about 6 minutes longer than The Departed, also just over 2.5 hours. The musical difference between these two films is that Ridley Scott asked composer Martin Phipps to write an original score.
Thank you.
music from Martin Phipps to Ridley Scott's Napoleon. And just like that, it's nearly time to go time. But not before we've heard from South African composer Trevor Jones and his theme from the 1982 animatronic dark fantasy film The Dark Crystal. Recorded live in 2006 at the Sons Cinemad Film Music Festival in Madrid, that was Trevor Jones' theme from The Dark Crystal, closing the show for this week. I'm Nick Plummer, thank you so much for your company. Let's do it all over again at the same time next week when FMR goes to the movies.